With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The big story for most Americans today is the cold temperatures in their area, millions facing below zero temperatures as weekend storms bring more Arctic air and snow along with it. Here's correspondent Julie Walker.
The sound of wind whipping the snow around Buffalo, where the Bills game was postponed, creating near blizzard conditions in upstate New York. Governor Kathy Hochul says wind is gusting up to 50 miles per hour and snow is falling up to 6 inches an hour.
I would say that the forecast of this storm really underestimated the ferocity of this storm.
National Weather Service meteorologist Zach Taylor says the lake effect snow is also affecting other parts of the Northeast, while another winter storm bringing snow to the Rockies will eventually reach all the way to Texas with some very cold air.
This Arctic air mass that is beginning to overspread a large portion of the country will continue to move south and east over the next day. We're still looking at dangerously cold wind chills.
I'm Julie Walker.
Meeting with volunteers in Des Moines yesterday, former President Trump claims the media is building up expectations so pundits can roast him if he gets anything less than 50% at the Iowa caucus.
Now, does it matter from a number standpoint, I guess, you know, from delegates, but there seems to be a number, and I don't know why. I think they're doing it so that they can set a high expectation.
Neighbors say North Korea has fired a ballistic missile toward the sea.
South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff says North Korea launched an unidentified ballistic missile off the North's east coast, but South Korea gave no further details on how far the weapon flew. The missile launch comes days after North Korea fired a barrage of artillery shells near the tense sea border with South Korea. This prompted the South to conduct similar firing exercises in the same area.
That's correspondent Andrew Stewart, and this is SRN News. A battle over religious freedom will continue in Finland.
In a case that has attracted international attention, the government is trying to punish a Lutheran bishop and a Christian member of parliament for stating that homosexuality is contrary to the will of God. Two lower courts have unanimously ruled in favor of Bishop Johanna Pohjola and MP Pavi Rasinen. The government is now appealing the case to the Finnish Supreme Court. The two were accused of violating hate speech laws. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The first meeting of an after-school Satan club at a Tennessee elementary school last week drew protesters to the gathering. Education leaders also denounced plans for the club at the Chimney Rock Elementary in Cordova when it was announced last month, but said that they would follow the law and allow the club to meet just the same. Protester Charlotte Bergman told WMC-TV the school district should obey the law and allow God to take care of the dispute. This is SRN News. The White House says Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin may need some additional care. The Pentagon says Austin remains hospitalized and is in good condition following prostate cancer surgery and an infection, but the National Security spokesman says doctors think he may need some additional care. Iran has freed two female journalists jailed for more than a year for covering the death of Mahsa Amini, which triggered nationwide protests.
Niloufar Hamidi and Elahi Mohammadi were joyfully greeted by their families and friends after serving 17 months in jail. In some of the photos posted online, the two women are seen smiling without their hijabs. Niloufar Hamidi had been serving a 13-year prison sentence. Her photos confirmed that Mahsa Amini died in the custody of the religious police almost a year and a half ago. Elahi Mohammadi had reported on Amini's funeral and had been sentenced to 12 years in jail.
And this is SRN News.